What's the saying? When you go, you got to go, right?
When you got to go, you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is setting the bar story, Kelly, which is what?
That's an example of what not to do.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without answering your headset when you're working the drive-thru, when you're in the restroom.
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
Oh, we take that off when we take that little break. We take that off.
But listen, when
or
you
we at least turn it off, mute it something.
Listen, when you've been trained like Pavlov's dog to respond to the ding in your headset, this is what you do.
I'm in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom.
What are you doing? Yes, I'm the one that's taking the orders, but I'm in the bathroom.
You're admitting to a customer. You're in
oh
the bathroom.
Gosh.
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh,
so
no.
I can't order a small fry.
You have to wait 10 minutes. I have to pee.
So can I just wait for you to
miss,
get a...
Miss.
No, you're telling a customer through the headphone set that you're in
okay,
the toilet.
Okay, we're not taking orders at the moment, ma'am.
Because you're on the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
I have to pee. How can I take an order if I'm in the bathroom?
This is a bit much for me.
I'm not entitled to go to the bathroom. Because you want a small fry?
Oh, my God.
So,
I mean, valid point. But he's sitting there and it's like, and I'm still arguing with you and I can't pee when I'm arguing with you because if you could just let me go and do my... He needs
listen,
10 minutes
listen,
to pee. Is that
yeah,
what he
exactly.
Said?
So I think wow. He was... No. I think he was not necessarily telling the entire truth there if he's needing 10 minutes in the restroom. I don't know if this is real or not, but nonetheless, this lady just needed a small fry, but he couldn't take the order because he wasn't near the computer because he was in the restroom, but ding,
I mean,
his headset went off.
He could. He knew what she wanted, and he could have, like, maybe... If there was
yelled
someone
the
else,
door?
That, well, someone else probably had a headset. I don't think there's only one headset in the whole restaurant,
oh,
right? I feel like I see a lot of them wear them, so he could be
maybe.
Like, "Hey, buddy, can you take over for me for a sec? Can you do me a solid? Because they deserve breaks
yeah,
when they
potty
need
breaks,
them, right?
For
yeah,
sure.
It's not saying that's the case, but maybe we get
oh,
someone
shoot.
To cover.
Oh,
we get
shoot.
Someone to cover. That's cute, though."
Anyways,
the,
that's
the arguing back and forth. It's just like
she's
you're delaying the process even more.
Hang on. You can't take my order because you're in the restroom?
Yes, I at that point I would have said, is there no one else in the restaurant that can take over for you
right,
while
right.
you take your much deserved needed break? Hilarious.
Hagen, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without answering the headset when you're in the restroom, you're doing okay.
Turns out there is drive-through etiquette for the workers.
Yep.
And that would probably be it. Let's let someone take off the headset, go take your break, have someone else cover.
That is your setting the bar story.